Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Riders Come Out at Night, Brutality, Corruption, and Cover-Up in Oakland by Ollie Winston and Darwin Bond Graham. Read by Robin Miles.
To our parents.
Prologue.
American law enforcement is broken. Local and state governments spend more than $100 billion annually to operate 18,000 police and sheriff's departments, yet crime remains an intractable problem. Millions of people are arrested each year, filling the world's largest network of prisons and jails, but meaningful rehabilitation has never been achieved. Even when this system operates optimally, when police abide by the letter and spirit of constitutional law, it still produces disturbingly unequal outcomes. Black communities, in particular, have been harmed by policing since the dawn of the institution. Corruption, brutality, secrecy, and racism have always shaped policing. Because of the inordinate power bestowed on law enforcement, these abuses cause immense damage to society. This is why tens of millions of Americans and people around the world marched in the streets in the summer of 2020 amidst a global pandemic to call for an end to police killings of Black people and a reimagining of public safety. The street demonstrations following the murder of George Floyd, a 46-year-old Black man whose neck was knelt on by a Minneapolis police officer for over 8 minutes because he was suspected of buying cigarettes with a counterfeit $20 bill, were estimated to be the largest in the nation's history. Without a doubt, Americans want fundamental change, but can policing be fixed? Since the mid-1990s, the primary tool to reform law enforcement has been the consent decree, a court-enforced agreement requiring a police department to overhaul itself under the supervision of external monitors. This legalistic mechanism, authorized by Congress in the wake of the outrage over Rodney King's beating by Los Angeles cops in 19...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?